History of Comoros. There is no doubt that it was the Moors who created the village's unique urban layout, its customs and the overall character of the village itself, and who also referred to it as Hissen Comorix, which means Castelo en la Altura, castle on high. After the conquest on 29 April 1487, the 30 Arab families that remained in the town were baptized. Since its beginnings, Comoros has always played an important role amongst the other villages and towns of the region. Comoros was so important in the past that in such emblematic and important buildings as the Alhambra in Granada and the Great Cathedral in Toledo, references can be seen to this Andalusian village. In the Alhambra, the Dor de los Embajadores is named after the one in Comoros, and in the case of Toledo, the pictorial references to Comoros that are carved into the intricate plasterwork are evidence of this. The location of Comoros, hanging on the hillside, obliges the streets and buildings to sit almost one upon another, and their whiteness is an outstanding feature, as everything seems to be focused on the hilltop church of Nuestra Señora de la Encarnación. The Plaza de la Constitución and its surrounding area offers some of the best views of the Axarquía in all its beauty, the sea, Sierra Tejeda, Benamocara, Benamargosa, Vélez Málaga. This is why it is known as El Balcón de la Axarquía. From this vantage point it is easy to survey the entire municipality, which is divided up into the urban center and the Patios, zones. There are 4 zones: Arquería, Masmala, Romo Cuvandrio. Within the urban town center there are 2 fountains, La Gorda, Huila, Delga, whose waters are said to have healing properties, but it should be said that neither the effects of the waters nor the places the fountains are in have anything to do with the names given to them. The arch in the Cale Carniceria is also worthy of special mention, as are the rocks that protrude from the walls of the houses in Cale Real.